What a blessing it is to have one of our ministry partners with us today. Their executive director, Mike Rinken, is with us, and that ministry partner is Compassion Ministries. We're thankful for Mike being with us. Not only does he, the thing that I love about Mike is not only does he share these views and teachings that he has, but he's lived them through his own personal challenges and through his own journey in life. And so when he leads seminars, it's very heartfelt and it's very true to what he's experienced, and it's also very biblical with the hope that God offers us. So we're going to ask Mike to come with us to share an update and also plug our seminar next Saturday here at Peace. Mike, you're welcome to come and take your mask off and go ahead and speak into this microphone. It'll pick you up well.
You know, I've been here at this church several times and I've enjoyed it immensely. And Jeremy and I have known each other a number of years, and Jeremy's on my board, and I appreciate him an awful lot. You know, I was sitting there, and I was thinking back when I was a little kid, and that's a lot of years ago. You know, we're seasoned. Did you know that? We're seasoned.
I'm going to hear about that for a long time.
Oh, I bet you are. Oh, I use the word we're more mature. I like that better. Anyway, when I was a young kid growing up, I was in a church very similar to this. It was the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church. And I was in a Sunday school, not a Sunday school, I was in a school there at the church for 6 years. And every Monday morning we had to get up, underline the had, and share the scripture verse that we were supposed to memorize. And I thought at the time, what a waste of time. But as time went on and I matured, I realized that how important those scriptures were, because for me, I was 21 years old when I became a believer, a Christian, and yet had been in a church almost all my life. But it was those scriptures that I had memorized, and maybe at times I didn't know them completely, but I knew enough of the God's word that it spoke to my heart. And so when I walk into this church, I have those very, very special memories. As Jeremy shared with you earlier, we're going to be having another seminar here at our church on the subject of mental illness. And one of the subjects we're going to be talking about is depression and suicide. I'm doing a workshop here in a couple of weeks, where I'm going to be working with the youth of this community, and not of this community, but of Corvallis, and be talking to the kids about that. And I'd appreciate your prayers about that. It's going to be probably about 3 or 4 weeks away. And so it's going to be an interesting time. I want to give you a definition of mental illness. A lot of people talk about it, but they really don't understand what it is. And I thought this was probably one of the best definitions I'd ever heard. And it's taken from the National Alliance About Mental Illness, or NAMI. A mental illness is a condition that disrupts a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and daily functions. It goes on to say, just as diabetes and the pancreas, mental illnesses are medical conditions that often result in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life. Wow. So it's a medical condition. It's a condition of the brain. You know, we have various organs in our body that we take for granted, our eyes, our ability to hear. Right now we're going to be going to a doctor to check out my hearing. We'll see about that. That's going to be another seasoned experience. But anyway, I want to invite you this Saturday to this seminar. There's no charge for it. And it will be from 9 to about 1:30. And part of what we're going to be talking about is depression and suicide as one of the subjects. And I didn't notice if it was in the bulletin or not, but there's going to be a registration probably in your office, because you guys are open from 9 to 12, is that correct?
Yeah, email Dan Dusick.
Oh, Dan, okay.
Dan's the man.
Dan's the man. I have a brother named Dan, and he's called Dan the Man. Okay, well, good. Yeah, it's 93, and there's going to be a meal provided, and it'll be a good time. So I invite you to come, bring any friends that you might have, or maybe some enemies that you might have, and bring them to the seminar, and we're going to have a good time together. Looking forward to it. And thank you for inviting me, Jeremy.
Yeah.